Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to ace the IELTS speaking task, describing a friendly and approachable person. As an experienced IELTS speaking examiner, I've seen countless candidates struggle with this topic. In this comprehensive guide, I'll share insider tips on how to excel when asked to describe a friendly and approachable person in your IELTS speaking test. We'll cover sample questions, model answers, and key strategies to help you achieve a high band score. Understanding the task. The topic, describe a person who is very friendly and approachable, is a common one in IELTS speaking tests, particularly in Part 2. It's designed to assess your ability to describe people, express opinions, and use a range of vocabulary related to personality traits. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, you may be asked general questions about friendliness and approachability. Here's a sample question with a suggested answer. Examiner, do you consider yourself a friendly person? Band 6-7 answer. Yes, I think I'm quite friendly. I enjoy meeting new people and making them feel comfortable. I try to smile and be open when I talk to others. Band 8-9 answer. I'd say I'm generally quite approachable and outgoing. I have a knack for putting people at ease and enjoy striking up conversations with new acquaintances. I believe in the power of a warm smile and open body language to make others feel welcome. Part 2, Long-Term Cue Card. Here's a sample cue card for this topic. Describe a person who is very friendly and approachable. You should say, who this person is, how you know them, what makes them friendly and approachable, and explain how you feel when you are with this person. Band 6-7. Sample answer. I'd like to talk about my colleague, Sarah. I've known her for about 2 years since we started working together at the same company. Sarah is very friendly and approachable because she always has a smile on her face and is willing to help others. She's a good listener and shows genuine interest in what people say. When I'm with Sarah, I feel comfortable and relaxed. Her positive attitude makes the workplace more enjoyable. Band 8-9. Sample answer. I'd like to describe my colleague Sarah, whom I've had the pleasure of knowing for approximately 2 years since we began our professional journey at the same firm. Sarah embodies the essence of friendliness and approachability through her perpetual warm demeanor and genuine willingness to assist others. What sets Sarah apart is her exceptional ability to actively listen and demonstrate authentic interest in others' perspectives. She has a remarkable talent for making people feel valued and heard, regardless of their position or background. Her approachability stems from her open body language and inviting facial expressions. Sarah consistently maintains eye contact and offers reassuring nods, creating an atmosphere where people feel comfortable sharing their thoughts and concerns. When in Sarah's presence, I experience a profound sense of ease and comfort. Her infectious positivity and non-judgmental attitude create an environment conducive to open communication and collaboration. Sarah's friendly nature elevates the overall workplace atmosphere, making our professional interactions not just productive, but genuinely enjoyable. Examiner's follow-up questions. How has Sarah's friendliness impacted your work environment? Do you think being friendly and approachable is important in all professions? Band 6-7, answer. Sarah's friendliness has made our office a nicer place to work. People are more relaxed and work better together. I think being friendly is important in most jobs, especially when you work with others or meet customers. Band 8-9 answer. Sarah's amiable nature has fundamentally transformed our work environment. Her approachability has fostered a culture of open communication and mutual respect, leading to enhanced collaboration and increased productivity. As for the importance of these traits across professions, I believe they are universally valuable. In client-facing roles, they're crucial for building rapport and trust, while in team-based environments, they facilitate effective teamwork and problem-solving. Even in more solitary professions, being approachable can open doors to valuable networking opportunities and professional growth. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. Examiner. Do you think friendliness is an innate trait or can it be developed? Band 6-7 answer. I believe friendliness can be both innate and developed. Some people are naturally outgoing, but others can learn to be friendlier through practice and effort. It's about being open to others and showing interest in them. Band 8 to 9 answer. While some individuals may have a natural predisposition towards friendliness, I firmly believe that it's a trait that can be cultivated and refined over time. Friendliness encompasses a range of social skills and emotional intelligence that can be honed through conscious effort and practice. For those not naturally inclined towards outgoing behavior, developing friendliness might involve stepping out of one's comfort zone, actively practicing active listening, and learning to empathize with others. It's about cultivating a genuine interest in people and mastering the art of making others feel valued and heard. Moreover, cultural and environmental factors play a significant role. People raised in socially supportive environments may find it easier to exhibit friendly behaviors, but this doesn't preclude others from developing these skills later in life. In professional settings, many organizations now offer training programs focused on improving interpersonal skills, which is a testament to the belief that friendliness and approachability can indeed be learned and improved upon. Ultimately, while some may find it more natural than others, friendliness is a skill that can be developed and refined by anyone committed to personal growth. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. Embody, verb, embody, to represent an idea or quality exactly. Example, she embodies the spirit of kindness in everything she does. Perpetual, adjective, chul, continuing forever in the same way. Example, his perpetual smile makes everyone feel welcome. Genuine, adjective, juin, sincere and honest. Example, her genuine interest in others makes her very approachable. Infectious, adjective, infes, likely to spread to and affect others. Example, his infectious laughter brightens up the entire office. Foster, fuster, to encourage the development of something. Example, a friendly atmosphere fosters better teamwork. Rapport, poor, a close and harmonious relationship. Example, she quickly builds rapport with new colleagues. Examiner's advice. To excel in describing a friendly and approachable person, use a variety of descriptive adjectives and phrases. Provide specific examples to illustrate the person's friendly nature. Discuss the impact of their friendliness on others and the environment. Practice speaking about different personality traits to expand your vocabulary. Focus on fluency and coherence in your responses. Remember, the key to a high score is not just what you say, but how you say it. Practice regularly, record yourself, and listen back to identify areas for improvement. With dedication and the right approach, you can significantly enhance your performance in the IELTS speaking test. For more tips on IELTS speaking, check out our guides on describing a person who is very good at making others feel comfortable and describing a time when you took on a leadership role.